May 22, 1932. Delightful scenes that the soul forms for her creator. The divine will give to the creature the gift of infused science, which will be like a divine eye for her. My poor mind swims in the immense sea of the divine will. In the sea it continuously murmurs, but what does it murmur? Love, praise, thanksgivings. And the Supreme Being lets his murmur meet that of the creature, and he gives love in order to receive love. What sweet encounter between the Creator and the creature, that they love each other in turn. And in this exchange of love they form waves of love, of light, of indescribable beauty, that the poor creature, not being capable of enclosing completely in herself, feels drowning. And while she has taken who knows how much, the drowning that she feels impedes her from being able to repeat what she feels in herself of the ineffable secrets of love, of light, of divine knowledge, that the murmur of the Eternal One has enclosed in her soul. But while I was lost in so many knowledges as to not know how to repeat them all, I feel myself stammering. The adaptable words are lacking to me, and in order not to blunder I continue on. And my lovable Jesus, compassionating my incapacity and littleness, clasped me to himself in his arms, and told me, "My blessed daughter, you have reason that your littleness feels drowned under the immensity of my light, of my love, and of the innumerable truths that our adorable and holy being contains. But our power and immensity delights itself with refilling the creature so much with light, with love, with our various knowledges, with sanctity, even to drowning her. It is one of the most beautiful scenes, to see the creature as drowned in our immensity, that she wants to speak and is drowned by light, by love, by surprising truths. Oh! How beautiful it is that she wants to speak about what she hears, and our waves invest her and reduce her to silence. Yet with this way we make a display of ourselves with our beloved creature, and we act like a teacher who wants to make a display of his science to his little disciple. He puts forth everything that he knows, and the disciple listens, fills his mind and heart. But since there had been so many things that the teacher told him, the disciple does not know how to repeat anything, but however it helps him to appreciate and love the teacher, and to hope that he can reach the height of the teacher's science. Being under his direction helps the teacher in order to make himself known and draw the attention and affection and fidelity of the disciple. We do the same. In order to make ourselves known and in order to make ourselves loved, when we see the creature empty of everything, that she wants nothing other than our divine will, we delight so much, even to drowning her with light, with love, and with our truths that pertain to us. And then we break down for her, little by little, what we have infused all together, and so we also delight in adapting ourselves to her little capacity. Now, you must know that one who lives in the divine will reacquire, among so many prerogatives, the gift of infused science. Gift that will be her guide in order to know our divine being, that will facilitate for her the carrying out of the kingdom of the divine fiat in her soul. It will be as guide for her in the order of natural things. It will be like the hand that guides her in everything and will make known the palpitating life of the divine volition in all created things, and the good that it continuously brings her. This gift was given to Adam at the beginning of his creation. Together with our divine will he possessed the gift of infused science, in a way that he knew our divine truths with clarity. Not only this, but he knew all the beneficial virtues that all created things possessed for the good of the creature, from the greatest thing even to the littlest blade of grass. Now, as he rejected our divine will by doing his own, our fiat withdrew its life and the gift which he had been bearer of. Therefore he remained in the dark without the true and pure light of the knowledge of all things. So with the return of the life of my will in the creature, its gift of infused science will return. This gift is inseparable from my divine will, as light is inseparable from heat, and where it reigns it forms in the depth of the soul the eye full of light such that, looking with this divine eye, she acquires the knowledge of God and of created things for as much as is possible for a creature. Now my will withdrawing, the eye remains blind, because it who animated the sight departed, that is to say, it is no longer the operating life of the creature. It happens as to the body, as long as the eye is healthy, it sees, distinguishes colors, objects, people. But if the pupil is darkened and loses light, he remains blind. Therefore he does not know how to distinguish anything anymore. At the most, he will help himself by way of feeling, to know and comprehend something, but his light is extinguished and finished. Perhaps he will have eyes, but not full of the life of the light, but of dense darknesses that are bearers of sorrow for the lost sight. Such is my will, where it reigns it centralizes in the soul this gift of infused science, that more than eye sees and comprehends, but without strain, the divine truths and the most difficult knowledges about our Supreme Being, but with a marvelous facility, without artifice and without study. Even more, no one can know the substance of the natural things, the good that there is within, if not he who has created them. Therefore no one is to marvel if in the soul where it reigns our divine volition makes itself revealer of our divine being and of the things that he himself has created. And our will not reigning, everything is darkness for the poor creature. Our children are blind and they neither know, nor love, he who has created them, who loves them more than a father, and yearns for the love of his children. Where it reigns, my divine will does not go with empty hands, but brings all the goods that it possesses. And if, ungrateful, they constrain it to withdraw, it brings everything with itself, because it is inseparable from its goods. It acts like the sun, as it rises in the morning so it makes the gift of its light and of its beneficial effects to the earth. And as it withdraws in the evening, it brings all the light with itself, nothing remains, not even a drop of light for the night. And why? Because it cannot, nor has it been given to it of being able to, detach one single particle of light, because it is inseparable from its light, and where it goes, with the fullness of light that it possesses, it forms the full day. Therefore, be attentive, because where my will reigns, it wants to do great things, it wants to give everything, nor does it adapt itself to doing little things, but it wants to form the full day and make display in gifts and with magnificence. Fiat.